Casey in our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, fans.
This is Robert. Tiger Field here in Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at O2ES.com. Click apply now and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. 4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
For over 50 years, effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your
real estate. Yeah, you said it, Spencer. On the season, they haven't lost a series yet, and at this point, part of the Shasta County for the Colt 45 as well, they're leading the season series against the Fresno A's
today at 241
by a score of 3-1. They're 3-1 against the Fresno A's with that one loss, which was way back in early June, on June 3rd, actually. They split that two-game series, and now the Colt 45 is definitely getting their revenge after they've won the first two. They're going for the CK. Of course, the Colt 45 will be back out here tomorrow night to face a different team.
Sometimes it may be an unexpected
but have a chance to
illness or
sweep
even
the Fresno A's and really show them
whatever
who's boss.
Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. And that's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
96, number 19, right there.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got
Fresno
you covered. At
Club.
Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Enrollment counselors can assist
Tyson Miller
with new
things
applications,
off and playing center
renewals,
field yet again.
Troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or partnership health plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar.
Space, we're going to pause real quick for tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Sandlot Sound Machine before we get to the Colt 45 starting lineups in the Sandlot Sound tonight with the Star Spangled Banner.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wings of Summer, butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Open now through August 10th.
featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release emerging butterflies, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Laughing Canyon.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. We apologize for the technical difficulties there. Let's try to bring you the best product possible here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Travel is here.
For the Colt 45s, their starting lineups will be Trajan Rogowski leading things off and playing center field. Then Colby Raphael in right field. He homered last night.
They offer car wash packages starting
at $11. He's back in the lineup batting second, calling right field. Followed by Andrew Mora after the night off, batting third at first base. Then Dom DeCanio
at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
Followed by Dylan Green shifting on over to second base tonight after playing first last night. Then Ryan Hamm at shortstop, followed by Sam Marr at third base. And then Rain McMillan, the catcher who caught the first game of this weekend series.
Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet will be
batting
eight.
And then the kid from Palisadro, Tyler Zanizer, patrolling left field. He'll be batting ninth.
Plenty of pantry. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards
California
that are great
left
for fun and socialization.
6-4, 225 out of the College of Syracuse.
Cats are treated to a two-room apartment
for the
plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best.
One start,
you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And to reiterate the starting lineup for the Fresno A's, it will be Miller in center, Smith at short, Eddins the DH, followed by Mitchell in left, Luke Ree.
Now this is Carl Bott and Ted Lighty. We want to invite you to our new show,
and right,
Man Up,
Rodriguez, the catcher, Navad at third,
month, right here on
Aiden Perry
KCNR,
at second, Maynor at first.
60 a.m. Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of
and
being
of course,
a man.
Maynor batting.
Spirits, cigars, nine. And hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up is going to do.
Rodriguez, Rogowski in center, Rafael in right.
Guns. And hard work every day. And those
Mora at first. And DeCanio, the DH. Green at second. Hamm, the shortstop. Marr, the third baseman. McMillan, the catcher. And Zanizer in
serving your
left.
Your
over the Colt 45s.
Man up.
Standing at 28-3 on the year. They're 25 games over 500. They're looking to get another win here tonight against this Fresno Athletics ball club.
They rinse it off. And then once you're happy with how that stain has been removed from the wood, you're definitely going to want to seal it again and probably stain it again to sort of camouflage what might be left behind or make it so that any other crazy barbecue parties don't go awry. And next time, Jim and I would like to be there. Because obviously it's very good if people are spilling things everywhere.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be your best bet. You're going to want to look for a commercial deck cleaner or a deck stripper cleaner and do your best to get that stain out, follow those directions, and then reseal, restain. And if the stain didn't really come out so well, you could go for a semi... Well, I wouldn't go
really
semi
the
tonight. That might be too short.
Another
you could go for a more solid color stain, and that'll do a good job of still being able to see the
Yeah,
green.
Just keep on adding those wins up.
Camouflaging any residue better than a semi-transparent might. So there's a couple of things you could do.
Yeah,
and if you prep and prepare correctly as you seal the stain, that should last you
face off against
so. You know, do
this
it right
Fresno A's lineup.
A long time. So good luck with that. You can't wait to hear more about your barbecue
well,
parties and what else you're going
to
get a stain on.
That's not a special cut. It's just a butt joint kind of thing. And he can't get
the
stain on.
Yeah, Bob Anderson turning to the
one board over and restain it and try to match it that way. Worst comes to worst.
True. I mean, you're going to have to redo
with
the surface anyway, so if you
backstop,
just can't get it up or you don't feel like, flip the board. Good point, Jim.
Every once in a while, I get one of those.
Lots of times. Don't sell yourself short. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We hope that you're enjoying the weekend and maybe taking some projects
concludes
off
his
of your to-do
the
list.
Colt 45's donning the yellow
alone,
sleeveless tops with the black
up,
short sleeves underneath
cool
and the white
to help your home
long pants under.
During a heat wave without
Mora on the year is batting 297 with 31 RBIs and a couple of homers with 27 walks. And he's back in the lineup tonight in that third spot. The defense behind the southpaw Trey Bennett is more at first green at second. And on the left side, Ryan Hamm at short and Sam Marr at third. Zanizer in center, Rogowski. Zanizer in left, Rogowski in center, and Raphael in right, patrolling the three outfield positions. For the Colt 45, starting pitcher Trey Bennett, he's 3-0 on the year with a 2.53 in four starts. He's got 30 strikeouts and he's walked only five.
RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster
care. Set to face off against Tyson Miller, George Smith, and Hayes Edens.
That's RoofMax, M-A-X.
The Colt 45 is coming off the win last night. The 8-6 win.
I'm Leslie Segretti, host of the Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvement.
In a game where Tyson Miller went 1-for-4.
The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong
part. That was, of course, against last night's starting pitcher
Ty
Cook, the Fresno Athletics.
From a 2-inch to a 3-inch and fits almost every toilet.
Road gray pants with green tops and yellow lettering. With Fresno across the chest. Slightly different uniforms than last night, where they had the white tops. The green and gold colorway. And as an A's fan myself, love that colorway. I'm even wearing my green and gold similar to last night. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw to the left hand hitting Tyson Miller. And they install right on the inside corner. First pitch comes in at 7:16, and we are underway here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Slingy. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45 Baseball. We're sitting right around 98 degrees at first pitch with a slight breeze. A beautiful night out here at the ballpark with shadows just now starting to cover Tiger Field. Here's the 1-1 from the southpaw. You popped up foul out of play
recap will give
back
you a
toward the Colt 45 bullpen for strike two.
For years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Just another beautiful night out here at the ballpark. A great Saturday night edition of Colt 45 Baseball, where we have seen them absolutely dominate so far and make quick work of this Fresno Athletics team and this campaign entirely at home.
There's
only
no
lost two games at home this year.
Mixing.
This one's going to go
Rock
right up.
Fill surface floors and concrete.
Talking about Ryan Ames, going to make it a throw. Great catch there by Nora.
A filler, a leveler, and a resurfacer. Award-winning Rock Pass.
Yeah, that was a great play by
free shipping from the Home Depot or Dice.
The shortstop Ryan Hamm moving to his left behind the second base bag through on the run. And the 6-3 put out is the way the ball game begins. And as you said, a great snag by Mora at the other end. Handling a little bit of a, what was a little bit of a low throw. That's out number one.
The money
now the right hand hitting George Smith
from
will step up to the plate.
Madera wall block.
Deep in the box with an open stance. Takes a fastball right down Broadway for call.
That's
strike one.
BESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. This
infield
is
shifted
the money
to pull
pit.
On the right hand hitter, the
Segretti.
Left side.
Well,
couple
summer
steps
heat is
back.
Upon us, and maybe you have decided
back
to
screen
skip town to find cooler temps. If you did, you are not alone. You know, summer is the busiest time for burglars, so if you're heading out for a vacation, the key to keeping your home safe is simply making it look like somebody is still there. So put a few interior lights
on
timers to turn on, off in the evening. Bonus points for smart bulbs, guys, that you can control from your phone, because then you can really trick people who want to break into the Home Alone house.
Click
on, off, and just really make it look like somebody's living there. Or
last
just leave a light on all the time, and then they know that a teenager is at home. Really, a win-win situation.
One ball and two strikes.
I was going to go the booby trap route, but that's illegal,
southpaw.
Folks. You can't do
that. Lions and
next
deals.
Up, we've
the
got Kevin McAllister joining us on how to burglary-proof your
got
home.
Two balls and two strikes.
Oh, I want to heat up a
with
doorknob.
One out, nobody
that's
on here
great.
In the top
thanks,
of the
kid.
First inning.
Nice callback.
George Smith.
But
last
bonus,
night
guys,
for this ball club.
Pause your mail. Make that newspaper delivery
five.
Set. Have a neighbor
into that
collect things.
3-6 double play. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball inside. And George Smith is down on strikes.
For some privacy, but not all the way. The goal is to look.
Yeah, it's a great looking pitch there by Trey Ben, as you mentioned, and as you said, out of Aetna.
Also,
a student at Simpson University, so a fellow Red Hawk
has from Arkansas, and she has a question about her mom's house. What's going on at that house there, Nancy?
Two up and two down.
Older home, and
now the DH Hayes Edens to the plate. The DH batting the third spot tonight. Launches a breaking ball. Miss wide for ball one. And what we saw there from Trey Bennett as well was a great setup for that breaking ball inside. Got him in on the hands. He had to pull the trigger on it. It was too close to just let it drop in there as a 1-0. That one catches the inside corner to even up the count.
So are you just looking for ways to remove the cobwebs and stuff, or do you want to get rid of the popcorn feeling entirely?
Off speed, back the fastball, and then slow down the breaking
ball. Cobwebs and stuff.
Here's the
1-1. I would say a Swiffer is going to be your best bet because it won't aggressively rub or,
hands.
Like that shreddity looking Swiffer.
Yeah, just playing a little strategic,
like,
as you mentioned, playing a little chess match here with the batters in the box so far. Great way to start the game for himself as well.
Center fielder Lewandowski shaded toward left.
It's sort of like shredded Swiffer material that looks like a pom-pom.
Waved that for strike two.
That would be a good way.
Half-hearted swing.
That's not the technical name, but you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, definitely looked like he changed his mind there halfway through his swing. And it wasn't going to make contact after that.
Cleaner, I bet you'll find it.
Umpire says he goes, which he definitely did, and that'll even
the
count here at two
piece. Aggressively yeah,
he was not
attack
be able
that
to.
Feeling because the more aggressive you
Hold
are
up
with
on
the
that
cleaning,
one. Fastball on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. McMillan was already walking back to the dugout before it was called, strike three. And the side is retired. A couple of K's for Trey Bennett.
With
the Colt 45 is coming up in the bottom half here from Tagger Field. We're still is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their hand cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash or hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Wide scraper, and you can get them fairly wide, like 6-8 inches, a foot, and you're going to scrape that ceiling texture off. And that popcorn texture should come right off, and because it's damp, it should kind of come off, not in sheets, but like in grouped up yuck. And then it's going to be messy, so protect the floor, protect your eyes, don't be staring at it as you're scraping it off. But also, as you're doing it, don't be overly aggressive because you don't want to ding up or scratch that ceiling, because then you're making another set of problems. So once you get everything off, what you can do is then assess if you have any gouges or scrapes. You can fill that with Joint Compound, let it dry.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Spencer Schlinge, joined here by Jacob Rings. We enter the bottom of the first inning here. Due up for your Colt 45s, we have Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora, with Decanio up fourth being your designated hitter if he makes his way through in this inning. Scoreless, with two strikeouts, as mentioned before by Jacob, from Trey Bennett. Start off, one strikeout swing, one strikeout looking on Spinning Edens.
Like, nope,
and Miller was hit right
it
up towards Trey Bennett, skips off, and Ryan Hamm makes a great play in the last inning for the 6-3 put out to Mora to start off the game as well. So we have three up, three down at the top of the first, and we now enter the bottom of the first. As mentioned, Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora here in this scoreless first inning. Here's Jake Green to take the rest of the way.
Thank you, Spencer. Yeah, Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora do up. Rogowski and Rafael let off last night's game with back-to-back K's. They both went down looking and then swinging.
Time and how much effort
and that was the only time that the Colt 45s were retired in order last night. It was just in that bottom of the first. They're facing off against Cal Noonan. A southpaw versus southpaw matchup tonight. Both starting pitchers throwing from that left side. Here's the right-hand hitting Rogowski. Watch the fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Rogowski batting .333 on the year.
Like menopause brain fog.
20 walks and 13 RBIs.
Go to say a word. I'm like, you
Here's
know,
a pitch
that
from the
thing.
Lefty
and
Noonan
like,
shot back
like,
toward the parking lot.
A dog. So it's
yeah,
like,
as you mentioned there, Jacob Rogowski definitely
a
patient batter, but
suddenly,
also he will attack
know,
the ball and he'll get it. If
it's
something
that will
like something right down the alley for him, he will
cloud, as
take
my
advantage
tells
of it.
Me it's
loves
called.
Batting
like,
the runs
no, no,
as well.
It's brain fog. I've completely
and quickly in an
everything.
O2 hole, which is
so wish me luck, folks.
Kind of been the theme for
well, the
Trajan the last
the 90s
few weekends.
Beyond,
actually, he's found himself in an O2 hole
crank that AC,
in his first
there
couple
are
of at bats.
Cool
every single game
with
the O2 delivery, swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Rogowski down on strikes. He goes down swinging, chasing that off speed out of the zone.
They can actually block up.
It was down and away.
Of unwanted heat, and it really does make such a big difference.
Put a barrel to
my
it.
Home is West
looked like he was trying to push it the
so
other way and dunk it over
day,
the first baseman's head, but came up empty on it.
Now, next up, a ceiling
now Colby
Rafael
to the plate.
He should be spinning counterclockwise.
Right-hand hitter
that's
out of San Francisco State University. Watches a fastball miss way upstairs.
It's not going to lower the temperature in the room,
one.
But it will make you feel cooler, and then you can raise the thermostat a few degrees
yeah, and
as a result. I always kind of turn the fans on during the hotter parts of the day. In my mind, I think I'm circulating the cool air.
So far
I think just a mental game, but I go for it.
Very exciting.
Another great
something
move.
New, something we don't
switch
see every
to
day.
LED bulbs. Those
really
old
good
school
so far,
incandescent bulbs
not too
reach 90% of their energy as heat.
The
so they are just putting out unwanted heat. Those LED lights run cool. They also save energy. So win-win.
Yeah,
and finally,
different look here
is
Rafael takes ball two.
Appliances during those peak sunny hours. So the oven. The dishwasher, yeah, I'm giving you permission
is,
to order
it. Yeah, I don't think I've actually seen that either.
Exactly.
Now that I think about it, look,
honey,
thinking back
so
to last year, the 2-1 is grounded toward the shortstop,
pizza.
George Smith gloves. Quick throw to first.
Yeah, mind meld.
In time to retire Rafael.
Oh, no. Oh. Mushroom, yay. Yeah. Cheese. Cheesy pizza.
Well, took a big hop there at short on Smith,
but
he's able to glove it.
True, but I guess maybe I really am Kevin McAllister. All I want is a cheesy pizza all to myself.
Yeah. Cheesy
pizza. Wouldn't complain about the mushrooms.
No, I wouldn't. I do love the mushroom pizza. But truly, I'm giving you permission, guys. Don't use the dishwasher.
Yeah,
don't use the laundry.
Making that
do all
play
the
look
things
very
that can
routine.
Wait
it was routine, but also with the speedy
Rafael,
you have to hurry as Mora fouls this
so
one back toward the on deck circle.
Itself into an early retirement.
The Fresno A's and back toward their broadcast booth over there on the right side.
Keep your cool. I can feel the chill already. Is it fall? Is fall yet? Almost. All right, well,
the outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right with the left hand hitting Andrew Moore to the plate. Here's the 0-1 in this left on left matchup from Cal Noonan is a breaking ball.
Yeah,
this is upstairs.
You are a rare winter
yeah,
girl.
A very dangerous hitter.
I love it. I think it's
you
because I have
Cal
February 1st day.
Around.
I think that's what I've always said. I'm a winter baby, so I love the winter.
Maybe. Okay, let's go be offensive with John in Missouri. Oh,
and more on yours a couple of home runs. Last weekend we saw him
in Missouri. I had that part right.
Hit one way out over that
with a fence problem, not an offensive
wall.
Okay,
down
Johnny, how can we help?
In right field, I believe it was just to the right of the Billy Plummer jersey out there, if I remember correctly. Here's the 1-2, waved at breaking ball away. Mora down on strikes. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the second here in a score. Ball game at Tiger Field. Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by where they take the time to pre-wash or hand scrub your car or truck. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the top of the second inning here. So far, no traffic whatsoever on the bases through the first inning. We had four strikeouts, two apiece, two for Trey Bennett and two for Cal Noonan, two left-handed pitchers looking great so far, and then also a 6-3 put out by each side. So very similar first inning for both of these offenses and defenses. Heading into the top of the second here, we have Luke Ree, we have Rodriguez, and we have Navad coming up in the middle of the lineup here for the Athletics. The Fresno Athletics, as they are looking to salvage this series at least a little bit and get some runs on the board here and get them ahead in this farewell game in this series here. To take you through the second inning, here's Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Yeah, Luke Mitchell leading things off here in this top of the second inning. Right-hand hitter with the green socks up high. Here's the first pitch from the lefty, Bennett. Breaking ball grounded toward the shortstop. Ham, who gloves, bobbles, and kicks away from him. Safe at first will be Scott Mitchell via the E6. A tough pop to handle, and Ham was charging in for it, but ended up kicking off the heel of his glove as it rolled up his arm and then couldn't make the quick recovery with the speedy Luke Scott Mitchell, rather, making his way down the line.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, just Mitchell doing a great job just staying active, even though that hit wasn't the best. He knew that Ryan Ham had a weird angle on it, so he's able to outrun that tag. And I think even if Ryan Ham was able to glove that off that first bobble, it wasn't going to beat him. So Mitchell doing a good job there, and we'll see if he has any activity here on the bases as Luke Ree's up to bat here.
Yeah, Luke Ree, right-handed hitter, was in the lineup last night. He had a couple of hits, a couple of walks, and then didn't really do too much, but did come around to score a couple of times. The lefty, Bennett, checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora, delivers a fastball in the outside corner. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. And Spencer, you said it before we got underway here in this top of the second inning, but both teams retired the first three batters in order via two strikeouts and a ground out to the shortstop, which is also something I don't think I've seen. Here's the 1-1 from Bennett with the runner going, swing and a miss, throw down to second base by a mile with the throw off target, kicks away from the shortstop, Ham, and Rafael recovers it in shallow center field. All of a sudden, Scott Mitchell is at third base on the E2. A couple of errors in the inning, and Scott Mitchell taking advantage of it. He ends up at third base. He's gotten about some quick math there. 200 and something feet of free bases. He's basically gotten three free bases, essentially, is what I was trying to say. Co-45s draw the corner. Infield is in. Here's the 1-2 count. Showing bunt, pulling back. Misses inside. McMillan goes to block. Skips over his head back to the netting. The throw into Bennett covering home is not going to be in time. And Luke Mitchell will come in to score. He terrorizes the Co-45s on the base paths and comes around to score.
Yeah, and that's something we don't see very often from the Co-45s. Really just shooting themselves to the foot there, if you will. Just making little mistakes. Just allowing, as you mentioned, Scott Mitchell... shouldn't have even been on first base, arguably shouldn't have been on first base due to an error from Ryan Ham there at short. Definitely a tough play to make, but one that we have grown accustomed to seeing these Colt 45's defenses make, and then getting two bases, getting stealing from second, and then a bad throw from Rain McMillan is going to allow him to make his way to third, and then a wild pitch is going to allow him to make his way home. So now we have gone from 0-0 to 1-0 here in favor of the Fresno A's.
And 270 feet of free. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball down toward the Colt 45 dugout, foul to hold the count at two balls and two strikes. 270 feet of free bases. That was the number I was looking for. And then really ended up getting 360 feet of free bases after the wild pitch from Trey Bennett.
Yeah, definitely here's some wild events here in the top of the second. Just getting started as well.
Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded, foul again down the third base side. Yeah, after a fairly quick and uneventful first inning, the top of the second inning is already made up for it, and we're only on the second batter.
And Luke Ree, as you mentioned, still on the second batter. He's doing a great job of staying alive. He's seen about 10 pitches so far in this at-bat, and he's looking to do some damage, possibly.
Now the 2-2 is a ground ball toward the third baseman. Marr, bare hand, throws on the run, not in time. Luke Ree gets the infield single. It was almost a dead fish bunt, pretty much. Bennett unable to get to it on the backhand. And Sam Marr was playing a couple of steps back behind the bag at third. Had to charge in it. Had no option other than to throw it bare hand off his left leg, off balance for the first, and it was not in time. Moore's got quite a stretch over there, standing at 6-4, but not quite long enough. And now the right-in hitting Julian Rodriguez to the plate, tonight's catcher for the Fresno Athletics, who batted ninth last night. And Grounded out, flew out, and struck out twice swinging. He takes strike one there.
Yeah, and showing bunt here as well was Julian Rodriguez, just trying to avoid that double play if possible, just get either himself on base or get Lucre moving, transferring over to second base, which shouldn't be too difficult. I know Lucre is a fast guy. See if he can get it done here.
And Ham and Green shaded up the middle in that middle infield. The outfield shaded toward left, showing bunt is Rodriguez. Bennett will handle it off the mound, flips around, throws the first in time. Now a quick back pick down to second base from Andrew Mora is not in time. So the sacrifice bunt moves the runner into scoring position. And Julian Rodriguez is retired 1-3 on the play.
Yeah, not only does that put Lucre in scoring position, Jacob, it also kind of makes the double play that much more difficult, kind of nearly impossible, if you will, obviously, without being a forced tag here. And then Navas going to have to really have an unfortunate hit right up the middle or something like that to shortstop or third base, down the third base line to turn the double play here with just a runner on second.
And now the runner going to third. This pitch is swung on backline second base. Green unable to make a play on it. And he had the base runner, who's now at third base, Luke Reed, completely fooled. He almost made his way back to second base after he thought Dylan Green was going to be able to make a play on it. So great job by Dylan Green back in shallow center field, throwing his glove up with a last-ditch effort. Unable to make a play on it, however, runners at the corners, still with only one out after Navad's single. Now the left hand hitting Aiden Perry to the plate. Aiden Perry pinch hit last night for Jacob Maynard. He would later come into the game and play second base. Left hand hitter deep in the box, a wide open stance. So third baseman Marr plays in on the grass. Now on the outside corner, that one's called strike one right at the knees. And I would not be surprised if we saw some sort of a suicide/safety squeeze here with the left hand hitting Aiden Perry.
Absolutely.
Where both runners will break as he shows bunt.
Yeah, and it's crucial that Trey Bennett just doesn't give him that opportunity as well.
The 0-1 throw down to second base. The runner going is in the dirt. Tag applied. Not in time. And the runner from third did not break. That was Luke Ree. So safe at second base is Navad. We've already seen some speed on the bases from this athletic lineup, which is making for a very interesting ball game. Now Mora and Marr play even with the bags, just on the rim of the infield grass, with the middle infielders shaded up the middle. Here's the 1-1 to the left-hand hitting Aiden Perry, showing bunt, pulls back. Both Marr and Mora crashing the boards on it. That's ball two.
Yeah, with just one out down, as I mentioned before, Trey Bennett's going to need to make some kill via the strikeout here if he wants to get his team back in this inning and limit the damage for sure.
Now showing bunt. The corner's coming in. Fastball in on the hands of Aiden Perry, and he seems to have got the message there. That was actually called strike two, so two balls and two strikes. Just caught the corner of the zone, the 2-2 pitch. Way in the dirt, blocked by McMillan. A fantastic block there. Three balls and two strikes with runners at second and third. Mora and Marr playing in on the grass. Bennett comes set. Left hand hitting Aiden Perry. Here's the payoff pitch with one out. Just off the plate outside, and Perry works the walk. That will load the bases for the nine-hitter Jacob Maynard. Maynard last night went 0-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base.
Yeah, now with Maynard up and the bases loaded with just one out down, it's kind of strikeout for Trey Bennett, or it's a double play, or it's a bust, absolutely, in this inning for the Oracle 45s here. As we mentioned, we have not seen them down too much this season, but last week we did see them down a little bit at the very top of the inning.
First pitch, the fastball misses wide for ball one. Does make for some exciting baseball, and we saw this Athletic lineup last night score 5 in one inning. So we know what they're capable of, and they likely could have gotten way more.
And one swing of the bat here from Maynard could match that 5 runs in an inning. He takes a big swing at that one, but just misses. It'll be a 1-1 count now.
Colt 45 is riding a 5-game winning streak. They definitely don't want to drop one here, but they're only down 1-0. The possibility of even more damage coming across is close. Here's a 1-1 showing bunt. Gets it down back to Bennett. Bennett's going to miss it with the glove. Throw to first by Mora. Escapes the clutches of Dylan Green. And a wide turn at third. The runner retreats back. That is Navad. Coming to score is Ree. Navad moves up to third. Perry moves up to second. And Maynard safe at first. Bennett was going to glove flip to McMillan at home to get the force out and save the run. And then they were likely going to make the throw down to first base as the pitching coach comes out to the mound to settle Bennett down. The Fresno Athletics are definitely one of the better teams the Colt 45s have faced this season. They've matched the Colt 45s very similar to what the Alameda Anchors were able to do as well offensively and defensively. And right there, it was the defensive blunder that the Colt 45s had that now the bases are loaded again. It's 2-0 after that runner came in to score on what will be ruled as an infield single. For the top of the order, Tyson Miller to come up to the plate with the table set before him.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, just this Athletics team is very good. Give them all the credit they deserve. But definitely a team that, you know, they don't need any extra help, you know what I'm saying? So the Colt 45s so far have really, I'll use that term again, they have shot themselves in the foot so far in the second inning and found their way.
It's those errors coming back to bite them. And just not something you want to, you know, you don't want to give free bases away. Now Tyson Miller showing bunt, draws the corners in, Mar and Mora. Now pulling back, swinging away, hits this one into right on a line. Rafael moving over, he'll squeeze it, turn around 180, throw back in. It's going to be offline where it's cut off by Mora. Tagging on the play is Luke Navad. He comes in to score. It's 3-0 on the sacrifice fly from Tyson Miller. The runners hold at first and second. That's Perry at second and Maynard at first. Now 3-0. And it's up to George Smith to keep this line moving for this Fresno A's ball club.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Jacob, just this is a very good ball club that doesn't need any extra help. So the errors and the miscommunication by the Colt 45's defense could really come back and bite them here. And it already has in this inning, but luckily there's a lot of ball left to play.
This one's fouled out of play for strike one. Yeah, lots of baseball left. We're only in the top of the second inning here of a 3-0 ball game. With runners at first and second as Bennett gets some rosin from that rosin bag on the back slope of the mound. Now readies and comes set against the right end hitting George Smith as he kicks and deals the 0-1 with two out. Misses up and away to make the count 1-1. The infield shifted to pull on the right end hitter playing behind the runners. Here's the 1-1 from Bennett as he comes set, working from the third base side. At the bottom of the zone on the inside corner, I thought that was ball two. It was strike two.
Yeah, that might just be the little help that the Colt 45s need to spare this inning and get out of here with minimal damage as we have two runners on and one in scoring position as well. They need all the help they can get so far.
Here comes the breaking ball from Bennett, probably the 1-2. It's a fastball, fouled back to the screen. Now we'll probably go back to the breaking ball now that they sped up the at-bat a little bit. 1-2 with two outs. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter deep in the box. Bennett comes set, checks the runners at first and second. Now Bennett kicks and deals. McMillan sets up in. Breaking ball, grounded foul down the third base side. Got that 12-6 curve to drop in on the hands, but George Smith just pulled it foul. Still 1-2. Bennett comes set. The 1-2 pitch. It's grounded foul toward the A's on deck circle.
Smith just doing whatever he can to stay alive here. A couple foul balls. Good eye on one of them, but so far, just trying to stay alive here and keep this inning moving with two outs down.
Now Bennett peering in at McMillan. He comes set, checks the runners at first and second. Kicks and deals the 1-2 out of the stretch. There's a ground ball back up the middle and through for a base hit. Rogalski up with the ball, rounding third and coming in to score easily is Aiden Perry all the way from second base. And holding it second is Jacob Maynard. George Smith has himself an RBI single. He wins the battle against Trey Bennett. And that puts runners at first and second for the ninth batter of the inning, Hayes Edens, the DH tonight, who struck out looking his last time up.
Yeah, pretty much exact opposite of this first inning here for the Skull 45s, just allowing nearly everyone on base, and a few of them earned, but just as many earned were not earned as well, and this has caused four runs to come through here in the second inning after a great-looking first inning defensively. So very curious to see how this game's going to go. They're going to need to escape this inning while they can.
Yeah, four hits in the inning, but a walk and an error have cost the Colt 45s. It's now 4-0 as a breaking ball drops in the bottom corner of the zone for a called strike one. Here in this top of the second inning of a 4-0 ball game, here's the 0-1 count from Trey Bennett as he comes set. Kicks and deals. The infield shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter along with the outfield. The 0-1 waved at, got him to chase the breaking ball for strike two. He was way out in front of it. And completely off balance.
Yeah, I think the safest thing Trey Bennett can do here is throw his best pitch and make sure that there's nothing get played into this field so far with the way this inning has gone. Just try to get him on the strikeout, swinging or looking, either or.
Here comes the heater in, I'm sure. The 0-2, breaking ball misses low and in for ball one. Great block by McMillan to smother it. Might have been the off speed there, actually. Not necessarily the curveball or slider that he's throwing. Might have been a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 to the right end hitting Edens. Misses low and in. And the runner over there at second base, Jacob Maynard, with a huge secondary lead, drew a very dramatic look from Rain McMillan, the catcher, and Sam Marr moved over to third to cover. Maynard taking that huge secondary lead, trying to just distract Bennett and McMillan from trying to get this out on Edens. Now the 2-2 from Bennett as he kicks and deals. Misses low, bounces it in there. Tag applied by McMillan, who smothers the baseball. And that is the second strikeout for Edens on the night. But it's the third for Trey Bennett, and the side is finally retired. The Fresno Athletics send 9 to the plate. They score 4. But they leave a pair aboard. It's 4-0 after 1.5 as we head to the bottom of the second. Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Summer Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
There looking to make his way up. If all things go right for the Colt 45s, as all things went right in the top of the second for the Fresno Athletics, putting up four runs, and to take you the rest of the way through the second inning is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. DeCagno takes a pitch behind him, just off the back calf there. Nearly took out his Achilles. DeCagno rocking the socks up high. He got his 10th double last night. He's got 27 RBIs on the year. He's batting .414. Hitting in the cleanup spot tonight. Here's the 1-0 from the lefty. Newton misses up and away for ball two.
Yeah, DeCagno, as you mentioned, 10 doubles on the season, which is really great for this campaign. Really using that size, getting behind the ball, and driving it a long ways.
Now the 2-0 misses upstairs again for ball three. Over, but just a bit high. 3-0 now to the right-hand hitter, who we've seen him use that ability to drive the baseball to all parts of the field. Here's the 3-0 on the outside corner for strike one.
Yeah, it's a good-looking pitch there to stay alive for Cal Noonan. As DeCagno, you could tell he just wanted to rest that bat on his shoulder no matter what, with the count where it's at and with the score where it's at. Just getting some runners on base is crucial here for the Colt 45. So he takes a big swing and a miss to even up the count here, and now there's a payoff pitch pending.
He chased that breaking ball. Just couldn't get a piece of it. He was nearly on time with it, but came up empty. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the payoff pitch with nobody out. It's a chopper toward the second baseman who gets around it. Gloves, throws to first in time for the 4-3. Great play by Aiden Perry, the second baseman, who hustled that baseball and handled it cleanly.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cal Noonan, credit to him as well, starting off in a 3-0 count, which is not where you want to be as a pitcher. But really making it work, and the next three pitches end up retiring DeCagno.
Did a great job of rallying back in that AB right there. Now the right-hand hitting Green takes a fastball up and away for ball one. Green with an even stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-0 is a breaking ball, misses up and away for ball two.
Here at Tiger Field, the lights have just made their way on here as we are still in the bottom of the second inning. Only a slower paced game so far, about 35 minutes in, but we have gotten plenty of action so far, 4-0 in favor of the A's.
As Green takes a fastball way upstairs for ball three. Dylan Green batting .280 on the year coming into this game.
And we'll see if Noonan can do what he did last at-bat, starting off 3-0, and see if he can work his way back and retire Green here.
Here's the 3-0 from the lefty. Fastball in the inside corner. Makes it count 3-1. Now Green will have to swing anything close. Here's the 3-1. Fouls it back out of play. And the count fills.
And again, Noonan just fighting his way back, staying alive. Green definitely knew he wanted to swing at that one. Made decent contact on the ball, but just going to chop backwards and go foul out into the lot.
Here's the 3-2. Misses low, and Green works himself a free pass. And there goes the perfecto for Cal Noonan. Either right in hitting Ryan Hamm to the plate. Ryan Hamm last night had a couple of walks, a single, and a strikeout looking. He also stole second base. Green will be dancing off the bag over there at first. Held on by
Ground ball toward the third baseman. Throw to second for one. The relay to first. In time. Around the horn. The Fresno A's turn it. Navad to Perry to Maynard. What a turn by the Fresno A's. A bang-bang play over there at first. Holy Toledo. As a line shot right to the third baseman who handled it on a hop. A quick throw to second base and a jump throw over there by Aiden Perry. Was in time. 5-4-3. The side is retired. The Colt 45s get one aboard, but they score none. It's 4-0 after two. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm going to have Spencer walk you back through that play to end the inning, the 5-4-3 around the horn double play. It's going to be Scott Mitchell leading things off. That ground ball toward the shortstop, it was a hot shot. And, Spencer, you said Navad just quite literally rose to the occasion and climbed the ladder for that baseball and then turned it around the horn.
Yeah, Jacob, just absolutely. It's not even a bad hit by any means by Ryan Hamm. Just a little bit unlucky, to be honest, as this one's going to miss high for ball number two as well. So Mitchell looking good here. Ball just skips right in the infield grass, and it's going to take a huge jump. And Navad takes a huge jump with it. Glove fully extended, makes the snag, plants the feet, and fires it to second base. And we were talking in our break here, as another high pitch here for Mitchell is going to bring the count to 3-0, something we've seen a couple times today. But Navad just plants the feet, and we thought he was going to make the 5-3 throw out to first base and not even worry about turning two, but he makes the throw to second base, takes the gamble, and it pays off for him as Perry makes a great job dodging the runner, who I believe was Dylan Green, and then making the throw off balance to the first baseman and retiring the inning on a very cool 5-4-3 double play.
And I think that's probably the first 5-4-3 double play we've seen turned here this season. It's not often you see it turned around the horn. Here's a 3-1 from Bennett. Misses up and away for ball four. Scott Mitchell works the lock, who led off last inning, reaching on the E6. That would eventually give way to 9 batters coming to the plate for the Fresno A's and led to 4 runs being scored. It's 4-0 here at the top of the third with nobody out and the runner aboard. And for Navad, that play to make the strong throw to second base on target after leaping like that. It's all arm, that throw. And then the turn by Perry at second base and also not get hit by the runner, who was Dylan Green sliding in. And then the relay to first to nab Hamm. And Hamm making his way down the line as fast as he could as this pitch misses low for ball one. It was just the fact that the ball was hit so fast right toward the third baseman. And again, I've said it time and time again. That is why they call it the hot corner. That ball gets to you quick. Here's the 1-0 from Bennett in the 4-0 top of the third. Misses low, high and away for ball two.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Jacob, as well, the first 5-4-3 putout we've seen, or double play. Not much of a gambling man myself, but I would have put a lot of money that the first one of those we saw this season would be from your home Colt 45. So to see that from the A's, definitely interesting, to say the least. Great now, baseball looking so far for the Athletics.
2-0 as a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. And also as a broadcaster, you tend to watch things. You want to see where the next play is going to unfold. So you're almost looking ahead. Here's the 2-1 from Bennett as he checks the runner back at first. This one's fouled out of play. Two balls and two strikes. To where you can see what happens next, so as it unfolds, you can relay that over the airwaves, which is why I was looking toward first base initially, and then I saw the way that the third baseman, Luke Navod, came down with it and positioned his body, and I was very much caught up in the moment of, oh my goodness, he's going to second base, to turn around the horn. Here's the 2-2. Swing! And a missed foul tipped into the glove, actually, of McMillan. He holds on. And Ree is retired for out number one. And when that happens, I don't know if it was actually, if any listener was able to tell, but I was definitely shocked after they made the play around the horn, because Ham, again, did his best hustling down the line, the hard 90, and just not quite enough to leg it out. Ended up being retired via the 5-4-3 double play. Now Bennett delivers a fastball in the outer half, called strike one to Julian Rodriguez, the catcher, right-hand hitter. He had that sacrifice bunt his last time up.
Yeah, here's Trey Bennett doing a good job on that last at-bat, just getting the strikeout. Really need to get back in the winning column as this one is belted out in the left field. Zanheiser's giving chase to it. Looks like he'll get under it at the warning track, and he will make the snag for out number two. A close one all the way back at the wall. Rodriguez really got all of it, but Zanheiser able to get under it.
Casey and I, Shasta Redding,
California, getting the job done.
And we almost saw you take the lead on the homers there. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlinge. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Fresno Athletics taking on your Colt 45's here in the top of the third inning. It's 4-0. That great catch from Tyler Zanheiser. Julian Rodriguez missed a home run by about a foot and a half. This one's fouled back for strike one. I think I'm now leading in the calling homers category after Rafael last night and Zanheiser and DeCanio last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it is fair, I would say, as you have called about four times the amount of games I have at least. So I would hope you get to call more home runs than me, absolutely. But I have had my fair share of beginner's luck, I would argue.
This one's fouled out of play for strike two. Percentage-wise, I think we're about even in terms of hours mixed with what a great play by the security guard out there on a hop, saves a car. Great job on that foul ball. And, yeah, the percentage-wise, I mean, hours in the booth versus home runs called in the booth, it's probably about even. Now the 0-2 from Bennett is hit in the air down the right field line. Rafael giving chase into foul territory, making his way reaching up over his head before getting to the bullpen, and he makes the play. What a catch by Colby Rafael, making his way into foul territory. He now has a much longer jog back into the dugout, and the side is retired. We're through 2.5 here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45's down by a score of 4-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
fellow fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Yorkcourt 45s trail the Fresno A's that score 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. Up we have the 7, 8, and 9 batters in Sam Marr, Rain McMillan, and Tyler Zanheiser, followed by the top of the lineup with Rogowski. If we can make it that far, he will be in the hole as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Colt 45's yet to get a hit. The only person to see any action on the bases is Dylan Green, after being walked in the last inning and then ended up being thrown out around the horn, as we mentioned, on a 5-4-3 double play, which was one of the greatest plays I've called or seen firsthand here at Tiger Field. Taking the rest of the way through the third, here's Jacob Green.
Yeah, Marr, McMillan, and Zanheiser due up for the Colt 45s. Facing off against the lefty, Noonan. And Marr takes a huge cut and a miss. That's evens up the count at 1-1 here with nobody out in the bottom of the third of a 4-0 ball game. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty, Cal Noonan. That one misses high for ball two.
Yeah, Noonan has made quick work so far in six batters, all six retired. Other than that one walk, ended up being out anyways in that 5-4-3 double play. I'm looking to keep that going. This one's belt in the left field. Will it fall? It looks like it is going to make its way. Bounce off the wall, and it's going to be a stand-up double here for Sam Marr.
And just like that, the no-hitter goes away, and the Colt 45s have a runner in scoring position to lead off this bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, and for a second there, it looked like Mitchell was giving chase to that, and it looked like he did glove it, but it looks like he just missed it. And it skipped off the ball, and it kind of died there on the warning track. And he had to go bend over, make a grab, and then throw it all the way back in. But Sam Marr was on top of it, and he was able to make quick work and make his way all the way around into the scoring position, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and two of the four times that you've had to hop into play-by-play thus far tonight, two of them have actually been balls hit to the warning track, and both times I thought you were about to call another homer. As McMillan takes this pitch for a ball. Right-hand hitter, open stance deep in the box. Here's the pitch, misses high. For ball two on the right-hand hitting McMillan, who got the start Thursday night. That was against this Fresno Athletics ball club. Here's a 2-0. Misses low and in for ball three.
It looked like that one was close to getting a touch on McMillan as well. That one was pretty far inside. It looked like he had a back up to avoid getting hit on that one.
And that's another thing, too, as a broadcaster. Watching the game is just a little bit different. To know where the pitch is going to be, you watch where the catcher sets up, whether it's inside or outside or just straight up on the plate. You can tell there's a 3-0 as the catcher sets up inside, and that's where that pitch misses inside. McMillan works a four-pitch walk. Getting pitched inside, he'll get a courtesy runner out there at first base. Looks like it will be Mark Anthony Carroll. Now Tyler Zanheiser to the plate. Who I believe it was his last start last weekend hit that solo shot.
Yeah, and Zanheiser, the Redding native out of Palisadro, one of the local guys out here playing for the Colt 45s this summer. He does have a couple home runs to his name this season, which you love to see. Definitely a fan favorite.
This one's grounded toward the third baseman. Gloves is going to have to go to first this time. Airmails it wide. It's going to go into foul territory. Coming around to score is Marr. Holding at third is Carroll. And everyone's going to get moved up 90 feet on the throwing error. Zanheiser will be at second base. And coming around to score is Mark Anthony Carroll. Marr and Carroll come around to score. Zanheiser ends up at second base. And it's now a 4-2 ball game.
Yeah, and just a little bit of a grippler there from Tyler Zanheiser. Just kind of pokes it off the infield grass, and it finds its way to Navad, who we saw make that great 5-4-3 double play. This time he decides not to look to turn two and just make the simple throw to first, but it looks like he just skied it a little bit. maybe mistimed the release or stepped weird, anything like that, but it's going to go all the way around, and it's going to be a bit of an unforced error there, if you will, from the Athletics, and that allows the Colt 45s to get right back into this game, and now we got the top of the lineup in Rogowski and two runners in scoring position for him with no outs down, so this third inning could be a big one here for the Colt 45s.
And Tyler Zanizer's home run was actually back against the Rose City Rosebuds in that 13-3 contest back on July 5th. So a couple weekends ago. That was his second of the year. But now he's at second base and Carroll at third on the E5. So it's actually a 4-1 ball game for Rogowski here, working a 1-0 count against the left-hand throwing Cal Noonan. His next pitch misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the right-hand hitting center fielder for the Colt 45s. Rogowski struck out swinging his last time up. Here's a 2-0. It is popped up back behind the plate. First baseman making his way over. Maynard will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. Rogowski pops out. That will bring up Colby Raphael, who had that three-run shot last night.
Yeah, just a little bit unfortunate for Rogowski, a ball that wasn't going to be in play, but the A's able to get under that and make an easy grab. I believe it was the first baseman there. Maynard just able to make the grab and get them back in this series, and can't complain with a foul ball like that with the score where it's at and with runners on. Just something that no threat if they drop it, but definitely a free out, if you will.
Nevada at third and Maynard at first. They're playing in on the grass. Raphael takes a first pitch ball just outside the zone. One ball and no strikes.
You would argue here as well, anything to the outfield that's dropping will score two here, so that's got to be what Colby Raphael was shooting for.
He chops this one toward Perry at second base, who comes in for a jump throw to first. What a play again by Aiden Perry, circling that baseball and making the quick throw. But Carroll comes in to score, and Zanizer moves up to third. It's now 4-2, so Raphael gets the RBI, even though he was retired 4-3 on the play. That will bring up Andrew Mora, who leads the team with 31 RBIs. He is the tying run at the plate right now. And this would be a great spot to get his third homer of the year.
Yeah, most definitely able to even up this game just an inning after allowing four runs and scoring four of your own. That is what we've seen a lot from the Colt 45s. We haven't seen them play down much, but we do see them score in chunks in big innings. So they got a pair here, and with Zanizer on third, they'll be looking for more, a little two-out rally action.
Here's a 1-0 count on Moore after that pitch missed way outside the zone. Left-on-left matchup as Noonan comes set, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and away again for ball two. Moore, if he gets anything inside, he's going to take it and turn it to pull it down the line. See if he can get it over that wall out by that 3-10 mark. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Mora. It's a breaking ball, catches the inside corner right at the belt.
Yeah, it's a great-looking pitch there from Noonan just to stay in the fight. A 3-0 count there would be very, very ugly for him, but he's able to manage and able to work it through, and now it's a 2-1 count, which is a totally different ballgame here in this at-bat.
And in a left-on-left matchup, the disadvantage is toward Mora. The 2-1 foul tip just got a piece of it, but it goes into the glove of the catcher Rodriguez to even up the count at two balls and two strikes as Mora steps back into the box. Runner at third, that's Zanizer. In this 4-2 ball game, we're in the bottom of the third inning. The 2-2 delivery misses wide for ball three. Sped him back up there with the fastball. Missed just a little bit outside the zone. DeCagno on deck should the line keep moving for the Colt 45s. A full count on Mora, who also leads the team in walks. He's got 27 free passes. Here's the payoff pitch from Noonan. It is foul tipped. Mora stays alive.
Look at job there from Mora standing his ground. Just anything close, he's going to have to swing at here with the count full where it's at. And just anything trying to get Zanizer to move through. But with two outs down, he can't hit himself into a fielder's choice situation either.
Now the 3-2. from Noonan. Catcher sets up away. Breaking ball. Misses Hine in for ball four, and Mora works himself. It's 28th walk of the year. And they'll put runners at the corners for Dom DeCagno, the DH tonight. In a great spot. He's got 27 RBIs on the year.
It's really incredible, honestly, what Mora can do. How good he is at hitting and still being patient enough to just buy his pitch and wait. And 28 walks is an incredible stat here in about game number 30, 31, roughly. So
DeCagno hits a line shot into center field for a base hit. Mora around second. He's going to go to third. The throw for the center fielder on a line, on a hop. The tag applied. And in time to nab Mora. That's out number three. Bob Anderson's going to come out of the dugout to argue things over. An RBI single scores the run. Mora is out on the throw from Tyson Miller. It was just a little bit offline, but got the job done. And the side's retired. It's 4-3 after three. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Back to 4-3 here at the top of the fourth. The A's still hold the advantage, but due up for them here in the top of the fourth is Perry, Maynard, and Miller. To take you the rest of the way, here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Yeah, due up for the A's is Perry and Maynard with the bottom of the lineup, and then it'll turn back over to Tyson Miller. All due up facing off against Trey Bennett, who's settled back in after that very shaky second inning. Now with the Cool 45s pulled back within one. The left hand hitting Aiden Perry, who's made a few good plays over there at second base tonight, steps into the box as McMillan sets up away. The first pitch is a breaking ball over the plate for strike one. Dropped it in there perfectly. Perry walked his last time up. The 0-1, breaking ball, just off the plate outside.
Yeah, definitely a close one there. Tough call for the ump to make there, but he's going to call the ball. Trey Bennett looking much better than he did in that second inning, which was a rough one, but looking like he's really found himself here, and see if he can keep going.
Now the 1-1 misses high and in for ball two. That breaking ball for Bennett has been working tonight, as long as he doesn't hang it. He's been able to command it fairly well. Two balls and one strike. The infield shifted to pull on the left-hand hitter. Here's a ground ball toward Mora at first, moving to his right. He'll not flip to Bennett in time, take it himself, and beat Perry in the foot race. Close play over there at first base. Mora speedily getting there, and then just a quick tap with his foot before Perry got to the bag.
Yeah, and it looked like Bennett was also expecting that ball to come to him on the flip. So it was about three players touching that first base bag at the same time. It's a close one.
And when you do those drills, the ground ball to the first baseman and the pitcher covering, what you're supposed to do is you underhand flip it to the pitcher before he gets to the bag so he doesn't trip or hurt himself at all. It's a huge cut and a miss here from Maynard on a fastball that flew the doors off Maynard for strike one. And the first baseman is supposed to underhand flip it as the pitcher's getting toward that dirt around first base where the infield grass ends. As this one's hitting the air towards center, Rogowski underneath it, playable for him. He'll settle there and squeeze it for out number two. A quick couple of outs will bring up the top of the order in Tyson Miller. And with that underhand flip, the pitcher catches it and then makes the last few steps toward first base, taps first base, and there's no, shall we say, extracurricular activities in terms of things going different ways than you want it to. And for that there, that was the weird in-between where it's kind of a catch-22 of whether or not you're going to take it yourself. And luckily for Mora, with those long legs, using it to his advantage, as this pitch misses in the dirt for ball one. It's a great job by Mora as well to not give it to Bennett, who was a little bit slower getting over there after landing on the third base side of the mound with his lefty deliveries. This pitch misses inside for ball two to the left-hand hitting Tyson Miller.
And I think I would agree with you that Mora definitely made the right choice there, although it was a little bit sketchy. He definitely made the right choice as far as if he knew he could get there and make the beat the runner, what's the point in throwing it and, as you mentioned, causing any extracurriculars possibly?
Now the 2-0 is a fastball right in the bottom of the zone for strike one. Two balls and one strike. With two outs in this top of the fourth inning of a 4-3 ball game, Bennett winds and deals a fastball on the outside corner right at the knees. Two balls and two strikes.
Bennett doing a great job fighting his way back into this one. If he could go three up and three down, he would really be in a good rhythm.
Here's the 2-2. Hit in the air toward right. Rafael coming in for it. Goes into a dive and makes the catch. Colby Rafael with the barrel roll after on the sinking line drive. He takes it off the top of the grass. And the side is retired. The Fresno Athletics go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in this 4-3 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning here. Two up for your Colt 45s, who are trailing in this ballgame 4-3 to the Fresno Athletics. We have Dylan Green, followed by Ryan Hamm, and finishing up with Sam Marr in the middle of the lineup here to take you the rest of the way to the bottom of the fourth. Here's Jacob Green.
That's a new pitcher on in relief for the Fresno Athletics after three. It's going to be Zach Geese. Actually, Dice. I believe it would be pronounced the same way as Walt Weiss, the Oakland Athletic legend. Zach Geese for these Fresno Athletics out of San Pedro, California, and Cal State University, Stanislaus. For Cal Noonan, he went three innings of two-hit, three-run baseball. He walked three and struck out a pair. The Dylan Green, Ryan Hamm, and Sam Marr do up. It's the first pitch to the righty. Dylan Green swing and a miss for strike one. Here on a beautiful night for baseball. Under bluebird skies. and non-smoky conditions, Green fouls this one back to the screen for strike two. Green will step out of the box and tap his cleats a couple of times with his bat, readjust himself. Now Green steps back in. Green with no E at the end. Here's the 0-2 delivery to Dylan Green. It's a line shot toward the second baseman, Aiden Perry, who squeezes it on the run, crouching down on the rim of the outfield grass and takes it off the dirt. Dylan Green hit it on the screws, but right at Aiden Perry, who made a great play moving to his left. They'll bring up the right end hitting Ryan Hamm.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, Dylan Green doing a great job just putting the screws on the ball, as you mentioned, just good contact. Looked like he was going to make his way through, but that second baseman all day has been making some great athletic plays. It'll be Perry just making, getting under the ball, getting ahead of the ball quick, making some great throws, making chasing the ball down well, and that one's just a great snag as well, just getting in front of it.
This pitch from the right-hand throwing Zach Geis, my apologies, misses low for ball one. Now Geis comes set. Kicks and deals. A line shot on a hop. What a play by Maynor over there at first base. He'll take it himself on the three unassisted. Jacob Maynor played the hot corner last night. He's playing the other side of the hot corner tonight on the opposite field line out from Ryan Hamm.
Yeah, just gets some absolutely incredible defense so far. We've seen from the right side of this infield so far. And Geis making some great pitches to start off as well. He's throwing the ball hard. You can tell this energy to him. He's got the way he carries himself is looking good off the mound so far.
And he's throwing heat out there as well. He's rearing back from the
absolutely
middle part of that rubber. Here's the first pitch to Sam Marr. A line shot over the leaping Aiden Perry and into right center field for a base hit. Marr with a wide turn at first. Quickly picked up by the right fielder. Throw into second base on a hop. Tag applied. Not in time. Beating the tag is Sam Marr on the hustle and the head first slide into second base. He's got himself a couple of doubles.
My goodness, Jacob. Yeah, back-to-back doubles there and back-to-back innings for Sam Marr. And that one had me scared. I could not believe when he rounded first that he was going to go all the way. I thought he was just going to make a nice rounded turn. Maybe see if the ball was going to get fumbled out there. But it makes its way back in. He just commits. And that's what you got to do for sure. Something I probably would have hesitated on and found myself in a pickle.
Yeah, and Luke Rhee out there in right field was a little bit slow getting up with the ball as it was toward the right center gap. He got around the baseball, made a strong throw, and it was just on a hop. And that hop was the difference to get Sam Marr in there. Now the tying run in scoring position for the right-hand hitting Rain McMillan, who walked his last time up. McMillan working a 1-0 count. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. It's a fastball off the plate.
Yeah, and the outfield shaded just a few steps to the left here. Out in center field, just a few steps left of that 4-6 sign is Miller. Looking just to play towards where they're assuming Rand McMillan will pull here as a natural right-handed hitter.
Now the 2-0 from Geis. Misses low in the dirt for ball three. McMillan finding himself in another 3-0 count.
Yeah, now you're just expecting him just to kind of rest that bat on the shoulder, and unless it's a pitch he thinks he could take yard, I don't think I'd even be swinging at this one at all.
For Geis right here, got to throw a strike. Here's a 3-0. Fastball off the plate outside. McMillan has a couple of back-to-back, my apologies, has a couple of four-pitch walks here in this ball game. He'll get a courtesy runner, Mark Anthony Carroll, out there at first. And it will be Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who reached on that E5 his last time up that helped lead the way for the Colt 45s to score three. Runners at first and second for the Colt 45s. Tyler Zanizer, the kid from Palisadro. It feels weird to call him a kid. He's pretty much the same age as me, but, you know, baseball announcer type of vibe right there.
Yeah, of course.
It's the first pitch to the right. He escapes the catcher, Rodriguez. Both runners will move up 90 feet without a throw. A wild pitch. And a couple of runners in scoring position now for Mr. Zanizer.
Yeah, it's good heads-up play there for Sam Marr and then Mark Anthony Carroll to follow as well. Just good communication. It's time to go when that pitch is a little wild. Now we got two in scoring position, as you mentioned. Zanizer can do some damage here.
See if Zanizer can't get a two-out rally going. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees. to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 as Geis comes set, kicks and deals the 1-1, misses low and away for ball two. Should have you start calling the plays when Colt 45s have runners on or in scoring position. That way we can get more homers going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the 2-1 from the righty Zach Geis. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Yeah, it's a good-looking pitch from Geis there. Had Zanheiser fooled. Zanheiser makes a good job at it as well, but it's just not gonna make any contact. If so, that ball was going a long way, you'd have to assume.
Now Geis comes set. The 2-2 delivery with two outs and the runners at second and third is a line shot right at the shortstop, moving to his left on the rim of the infield grass, and the side is retired. A trio of hard-hit baseballs just find the gloves of these Fresno Athletics, and the Colt 45s leave a pair aboard. It's 4-3 after four. We're headed to the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Spencer Tony. As we head into the top of the fifth inning, I will momentarily be joined by Jacob Green. We are in the top of the fifth here in a 4-3 ball game, a close game so far, just about approaching the halfway point. Two up for your Fresno Athletics is Smith, Edens, and Mitchell, the 2, 3, and 4 batters tonight. As we still have Trey Bennett up there. Pitching for the Colt 45s, rather, as he has made decent work in his last two innings, just the second inning allowing four runs, but since then looked pretty good. And Smith makes his way into the plate here, as this pitch is going to be called strike, just a little bit low and inside, but it's going to be called strike regardless. Smith so far has a single and a strikeout swinging in the first and the second inning, as this is his first attempt since then. As this one's going to get popped straight up, and looks like it's going to go just over the dugout of the Athletics, bounce off the dugout, actually, and into the parking lot for strike number two. So we got no two count here to start off the top of the fifth. And the lights have begun to take full effect here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, is Trey Bennett. The approach can be just high and outside. Let's bring the count back to more level 1-2. As mentioned, the 4-3 ball game so far, just one inning apiece scored by each team. 4 in the second for the Athletics and 3 in the third for your Colt 45s. The Colt 45s left 2 stranded in this last inning, but no runs crossing as the count is leveled now at 2-2. And we look for an opportunity. And Trey Bennett with a swing and a miss. That's going to be a strikeout on Smith. That is the fourth strikeout swinging, for Trey Bennett on the day. And that will be the first out to take you the rest of the way through the fifth inning. Here's Jacob Green.
Now 5 strikeouts tonight for Trey Bennett. What a job by him after starting off the game with a couple of strikeouts. He's kind of settled back in a groove since that second inning. It's the first pitch of the right hand hitting. Edens misses high for ball one. And Bennett peering over his glove, kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward left. Zanizer underneath. It should be playable for him. He will squeeze it for out number two. Surprised to see the shortstop Ryan Hamm actually giving chase on that baseball initially. And Zanizer, of course, calling him off after he was made his way in a few steps.
Yeah, that ball definitely hit high enough to where Ryan Hamm felt like he could have gotten underneath it, but it kept carrying as well out towards Zanizer. So Zanizer making the right play just to call him off and make the squeeze. And as you mentioned before, just limit the damage of any miscommunications or any unforced errors, if you will.
Here's the right ending. Scott Mitchell, a little flare towards shallow right. Dylan Green making his way out, loses the baseball. It was a weird over-the-shoulder catch. Reached up to his left. It bounced off his glove. And him and Rafael was kind of caught in between no man's land out there. Neither one of them able to really make a great play on it. Neither one had a great angle. Dylan Green had it in his glove, but then it rolled up out of it. Just clicked off, kicked off the heel of it. See, had it in his glove, but fortunately for Green, he'll get the E4 on that one.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, that's either a harsh E4, very unfortunate, or a really nice single, just a little bit in between. Definitely a tough play to make, but ball definitely found its way into the glove and just couldn't quite make the squeeze on it. Definitely a tough play to make, though.
He was almost running a Hail Mary route out there. A little bit of a post route, if you will. Reaching up toward his left. Here's a line shot towards Zanizer and left. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Playing the carom out there off the warning track. Digging for third is Mitchell. He'll get in there easily. And a stand-up double for Luke Ree. A couple of hard-hit baseballs puts a couple of runners in scoring position for Julian Rodriguez, who is 0-1 tonight with that sacrifice bunt.
Yeah, and it looks like the bats have finally started going again here for the Fresno Athletics. Still in the lead here in this game, but they have yet to have a hit since the second inning. Actually, that was their first hit right there, that double from Reed. That was their first hit outside of the second inning entirely. So looking to make, as they're approaching halfway through this game, a little two-out rally here and see if they can add some insurance runs as we hit the halfway point.
Yeah, here in a 4-3 ball game, the Fresno A's just have a huge chance, even with two outs, to regain some insurance as a breaking ball misses low for ball one. And that Fresno Athletics dugout getting a little bit more active like we saw last night. Bob Anderson is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound, rather, from the dugout. I'm not sure if he's going to go to the pen here or if he's just talking things over with Bennett, but it looks like Bennett's night is done. Take that back. Bob Anderson just talking things over with his infield.
Yeah, and I like the call from Anderson there. I think he's just one out away from qualifying for the win as well. You want him to take that, make that play, and you got to trust him to get that last out here as well, just like summer league. And he hasn't played bad at all, as you mentioned, the 5 strikeouts on the night, 4 swinging as well, really keeping these batters on their toes. You'd like to see him finish the inning here before any changes are made, but definitely some activity in the bullpen starting for the Colt 45s as well.
Yeah, and the biggest thing here is don't let the score change. Get the out. Julian Rodriguez tonight hasn't been the best hitter for the Fresno Athletics. So you have a chance to just be done and get it over with. Get back in the dugout. Hope the Colt 45s tie it up so you don't get the loss if the A's end up prevailing in this ballgame. But I would have to believe that that conversation with Bob Anderson was something like, this is your last batter unless you get him out. With two gone in this top of the fifth, here's the 1-0. Misses low for ball two. And walks were a problem last night for Colt 45 pitching, and that is not something you want to have happen here. But a walk would be better than a hit with a couple of runners in scoring position. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss for strike one.
Yeah, and
got him to chase the off speed.
Yeah, and that is a big pitch there for Trey Bennett, staying alive in the count. Putting that one right down the middle and making Rodriguez kind of guess where that one was going to end up. Just misses it, and that's going to bring the count much more closer for Trey Bennett in favor.
Yeah, keeping it from going to 3-0. Here's the 2-1 delivery with two outs from Bennett. It's popped up out of play beyond the Fresno A's dugout for strike two. Rodriguez now, but he's back in the box as Bennett gets a new baseball. Runners take their leads from second and third. That's Mitchell at third and Ree at second. Bennett peers in, comes set now. Kicks and deals the 2-2. McMillan sets up in. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Ham gloves. Throws to first. In time! 6-3 put out, and Bennett gets out of the jam. The Fresno Athletics threaten, but they fail to score. They leave a pair stranded. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's the Fresno Athletics 4 and the Colt 45s 3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the fifth inning here in a still standstill 4-3 ball game. We queue up here for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth. We have Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora. That is the top of the lineup here. As I mentioned, the 4-3 ball game is the lights beginning to take a bigger factor here in Redding, California, at Tiger Field. Let's take you the rest of the way through as a attempted bunt here is going to be called strike on Rogowski. To take you the rest of the way through the bottom of the fifth here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. And a 1 count on Rogowski after that bunt that he pulled back but called for a strike. Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora do up with the top of the order here in this bottom of the fifth. The 0-1 fastball misses low and away to even up the count at 1-1. The third baseman playing in on the infield grass, that's Navad. Here's a 1-1. It's a chopper toward the second baseman to Perry. Gloves throws on the run to first in time. Perry has been busy over there at second base tonight.
Yeah, you just love to see that hustle from Perry. He sees where that ball's going to go, and he's full sprint, 40-yard dash style, looking like he's going to be heading to the NFL Combine soon with that one.
He reminds me of Adam Rosales, who they used to say, Adam Rosales played for the A's, also a few other ball clubs, but played for the A's, and when he would hit a home run, which wasn't often, he wasn't a big power hitter, he would sprint around the bases as opposed to the typical home run trot, but also anywhere on the field, they would say he's like a dog. Anywhere the ball's hit, he was like almost magnetically pulled toward the baseball. Perry kind of reminds me of that, where the ball's hit toward him, and he's just on the... As soon as the contact's made, he's already just charging the baseball. Here's a line shot over the first baseman in the right field for a base hit. Rafael has himself the first hit of his night.
Yeah, and a great-looking hit from Rafael. Just kind of chops it right over the first baseman. It's going to find some open grass there in between first base and right field. And, yeah, as you mentioned with Perry, I just love that so much. Just the energy and the effort put in, even in just a summer wooden bat league. You know, some people don't take it too serious, but he's out here and he's competing, and you just love to see him go after everything out there.
Yeah, you love to see the hustle. The hustle and flow from the second baseman, Aiden Perry, and also at second base where there's off the end of the bat and opposite field hit baseballs, and just they're hard to circle around to and get cleanly, which he has done every time as we drop down to 90 degrees here at Tiger Field. Beautiful night for baseball under the lights as they've pretty much taken full effect here. And Rafael's definitely going to have the green light here. Catcher Rodriguez sets up away, and Mora fouls this one back to the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike. I want to start calling Rafael Ricky, just the way it's like. I don't know how many stories you've heard about Ricky Henderson, but Ricky was notorious for telling the first baseman when he was going to go, and, of course, the all-time stolen bases leader. The late, great Ricky Henderson, the greatest of all time in my book. Here's the 1-1 from Weiss. It's a fastball, misses upstairs for ball two. Man, that is one heck of a heater coming from Weiss. But Ricky would say things like, Ricky, gonna go now. And he always talked in the third person, which made it even better because his trash talk wasn't really trash talk. It was just funny. Here's the 2-1. Fail not going. Ball in the dirt for ball three.
Yeah, and here's the patience of Mora just paying dividends again. Just if it's not his pitch, he will not be swinging at it. You gotta give him something he knows he can hit if you want him to swing.
Yeah, you got to keep it close to that zone. Three balls and one strike. The Fresno Athletics at double play depth with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Rafael running, throw, taken down and in, throw to second base. Doesn't matter at all. And Mora works himself the second walk of the night. For none other than Dom DeCagno, who has been battling Andrew Mora for the team lead in the RBI department.
And here it is, the fifth inning. I'd have to take a look at the books and take a look at the stats and the scorecards, but I think this fifth inning is usually a big one for your Colt 45s. Usually between the fifth and the sixth, they usually get the bats going, and this is with just one out down. There's potential for this here with the runner in scoring position and more on first as well with a big batter like DeCagno up to bat.
That fastball misses the bottom of the zone. And with Rafael breaking on that play as well, I mean, I talked about it with my dad on the air, actually, some stories about Ricky Henderson, but just Ricky's ability to get on base and then steal second base, and all of a sudden you have, you know, a runner in scoring position. That's kind of what Rafael does. Here's a 1-0 chop foul toward the Athletic dugout for strike one. One ball and one strike on DeCagno. And when you have that ability from not necessarily your leadoff hitter. In Ricky's case, he was a leadoff hitter, the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. But Rafael batting second, who will sometimes lead off, depending on Rogowski being in the lineup or not. Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball chopper toward Aiden Perry at second. Handles the chopper, flips second for one. He's safe at first. Everybody's going to be safe. Quick throw down to third base to try and nab Rafael is not in time. And the bases are loaded for Dylan Green.
Yeah, and it's a close play there at second base. Just a little bit of a bobble there from the shortstop, I believe. Perry makes a good flip, but it's going to be a close one regardless. Maybe he should just turn that one to first base, but Smith is going to bobble it a little bit. And Mora gets dirty, and he's safe. So we got the bases loaded with one out down, and this is turning into be a Colt 45s-esque fifth inning right here, something we've seen all year is that fifth inning.
And Aiden Perry shaded up the middle. He had to kind of wait for that ball to come down as it was chopped toward him. And then shuffle his feet a little bit as Green takes a first pitch fastball in the inside corner right at the knee for strike one. He shuffled his feet a little bit, then reached up to his left. He wasn't sure where that ball was going to end up. Just had to get in front of it, and then with the quick flip to the side of him, just wasn't in time. The 0-1 is popped up toward the center fielder. Shallow center field. Shortstop going out. Center fielder calling him off. Miller. Now it's caught by the shortstop. Strong throw in. Home on a hop. Tag applied to Rafael. Is in time. And Miller throws Rafael out. That is the second outfield assist for Tyson Miller. Oh my goodness. On a hop. The tag applied by Rodriguez. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score here in the bottom half as we head to the sixth. Still in a 4-3 ball game. The Colt 45s down by one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we enter the top of the sixth inning, still in a standstill 4-3 ball game, no runs seen since the third inning when Colt 45 scored three. Here in the top of the sixth, we have Fresno Athletics, are due up at the bottom of the lineup. 7, 8, 9 batters. We have Nabah, Harry, and Maynard. And then it would be the top of the lineup with Miller if they make their way through here, get some batters on base. Take you the rest of the way through the sixth inning. Here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Ozzie Sanchez on in relief of Mr. Trey Bennett. Now a right-hand pitcher out there with a 1.20 ERA and a couple of starts and two appearances, 15 innings under his belt. He's 2-0 with 14 strikeouts and 7 walks. He's had a decent year. It's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Luke Navod, the third baseman tonight. For this Fresno ball club, he's singled and flown out tonight. Takes a called ball to make the count 1-0. Here's a 1-0 from Sanchez, misses high. Ozzie Sanchez standing at 6'1", 180. Out of Antelope Valley College.
Antelope Valley, a former team in the CalPAC Conference, joined by Simpson University. Always fun to see some similar conference or cross-conference play as well, just a collegiate summer bat league, as mentioned. Just lots of fun out here. Just a bunch of college players doing what they love and having fun out here. It's always a good time.
The 2-0 misses high for ball three. Sanchez out of the windup. Winds and deals the 3-0. That one misses low and away. He issues a four-pitch walk to Navod. Here in this top of the sixth inning, yeah, Antelope Valley, a rival of Simpson, our university, technically my alma mater, technically, but that makes me feel way older than I am, so I don't really like saying that, plus still being in and out around that campus and then maybe being back there next year doing some broadcasting, just feels weird to call it my alma mater. Here's a first pitch to the left hand hitting. Harry catches the outside corner for a called strike one.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Ozzie Sanchez here just getting his feet wet with that first batter, hopefully. Getting to see a strike there for Perry is hopefully going to get him on the right track and get him settled in here.
Now Sanchez kicks and deals. A fastball misses in. To even up the count at 1-1 and 1 strike. For Trey Bennett, he went five innings of five-hit, four-run baseball with one walk and five strikeouts. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Sanchez. Misses high for ball two. Solid line from Trey Bennett. And he'll hope for the no decision tonight after he left the ball game with a deficit. Sanchez checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. The infield looking to turn two. The 2-1 misses low for ball three on Aiden Perry, who's shown off that glove all night tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if he can get going on the bat so far. Just 0-for-1 with a walk, but he did come around and score on that walk in the first inning. So,
left-hand hitter deep in the box with a wide-open stance. And 3-1 misses low, and he flips his bat as he takes his free base, which I'm actually surprised. That's a little bush league. But, you know, we're in a college wooden bat league, so not that crazy. In the majors, that would you'd get plunked to your next AB. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, you love to see some fun out here again, but and looks like the infield will have a talk, or at least it looks like it'll be Rand McMillan having a talk with Ozzy, just getting him going here. Make sure he settled in as he started off just with one strike in eight pitches, and or seven pitches.
Rather. Sam Marr also makes his way in. It looks like there was a little bit of strategy talked about there to where if they try and pull off a double steal here that Rand McMillan will be throwing down to third base, not second. Sometimes the catchers will try and get the trailing runner with the right-hand batter, but also if there's a possible bunt, which there is right there, and it looks like McMillan was talking to Sam Marr, telling him to stay put at third, because if McMillan can pounce on the baseball, make the throw down to third and get the lead runner, which right there we saw Moore crashing the boards. Marr stayed at third. Here's the 1-0 to the right and hitting Maynard. Maynard swinging away now, hits this one on the line, shot down the left field side, foul toward the Colt 45 pin for strike one.
Great looking swing there by Maynard. You'd love to see that from the bottom of the lineup too, just really giving it a swing. Makes his way just a little bit foul, probably 10, 15 yards foul, but definitely really good contact, and it looked like for a second it could have gone fair.
Yeah, just sliced it a little bit too much, pulled it down the line. Mora playing about 15 feet off the first base bag on the rim of the infield grass. The 1-1 pitch from Sanchez is in the dirt, blocked by McMillan. Fantastic block from the backstop.
Yeah, definitely scary there with runners on first and second already getting free passes due to the walks. You do not want any more self-inflicted wounds here, any mistakes. That is a big reason the Colt 45s are trailing in this game from that second inning, which was just full of errors and very uncharacteristic mistakes.
Here's a 2-1 showing bunt, pulling it back. Pitch misses low for ball three and smothered by McMillan again. And there it was, Mora crashing the boards, coming in to cover the bunt, and Marr staying at third, ready for the throw from McMillan if it's short. And with the lead runner, Navad, at second, not the fastest runner around, so McMillan might have time to get the lead runner on the force. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Jacob Maynard, showing bunt, pulls it back, and Sanchez walks the third batter in a row, which is something we saw last night from the reliever for the Colt 45s. As Bob Anderson makes his way out, Jesus Cerda, rather, came into the game and walked three of the four batters he faced. The fourth one he actually hit on the what would have been ball four. Now Bob Anderson is going to collect his whole infield and talk things over here. Doesn't look like he's taking the baseball from Ozzy Sanchez.
Yeah, you'd like to see Sanchez. He's got to perform for sure, but you'd like to see him get a chance here to at least get his feet under himself. But he's got to throw some strikes for sure. We've seen two strikes in about 10 pitches, 12 pitches, give or take, the rest being balls. And definitely not the best start for him, but never too late in here in the sixth inning. The game's still able to salvage this inning, but with bases loaded, it's going to be very tough. He's going to want to hit the knockout punch, that's for sure.
And there's nobody out. So you want to get a non-productive out here, of course, in a one-run ball game. The Colt 45s are going to play the corner infielders in on the grass. to Marr and Mora, and the middle infielders Green and Carroll shaded up the middle. So they will be looking for a ground ball here to turn two on the infield. If it's hit right at Mora or Marr, they'll likely go home, get the force at home, and then throw to first. Here's the first pitch from Sanchez to the left-hand hitting Tyson Miller in the top of the order. He takes a called strike one. Fastball right down Broadway.
There it is. That's the best pitch of the night so far for Ozzie Sanchez. Looking good there. He's going to have to string together a few of those here, though.
Now the 0-1. It's a ground ball toward the hole at shortstop. Relay to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Coming in to score is the lead runner, Navad, who, again, walked previously. Everyone moves up except for Jacob Maynard, who's forced out on the 6-3. And safe at first is Miller. He reaches on the fielder's choice. That will bring up George Smith, the shortstop, with runners at first and third now with one out. Colt 45 is looking again for a double play on the infield. That was a tough play for Ryan Hamm. He was shaded up the middle, so he had to move to his right, and then with his weight carrying away from him, throw it down to second base with the runner going on a hop. Caught in a pickle is the runner. They're going to try and keep the runner at third. That's Perry. Mora chasing the runner back to second. Perry still not taking off from third. Now the shortstop, Hamm, throw it.